Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Beef farmers urged to boost value-added production. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Soyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
See your boss, I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200 and this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your eyes. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is encouraging beef farmers to increase value-added production in order to maximize earnings. Minister without portfolio in the ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says while beekeeping is a billion-dollar industry, a significant portion of this money comes from the sale of primary products.
If the industry is to reach its true potential, we must expand not just the primary products, but also the value-added products to include pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, and other manufactured products. This will require a great level of investment and additional resources. In other words, what we are talking about is going into the value chain where the money is.
He says the beekeeping industry continues to be lucrative, attracting many new investors over the last 10 years. Minister Hutchinson says the expansion of the industry will require stakeholders to work together to address challenges.
You can pool your resources, learn from each other, and have access to more benefits, such as lowering of your input costs through bulk purchases. Obtaining funding from international agencies for major infrastructural projects and lobbying government on behalf of members.
The minister points out that the beekeeping industry is driven primarily by small players who operate individual businesses and who have been doing a great job to move the sector forward.
However, as your numbers continue to grow, it becomes increasingly important that you speak as one voice as you seek to address the challenges that confront the industry, such as climate change and the need for an updated Bees Control Act to guide the industry in keeping with the changes within the industry.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When bull get old, you get plant trash with time. Translation: when a bull gets old, you can use plant trash to restrain him. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Stop the violence now.
Gang leaders and gangs have been taken down and many more are to be locked up. Operation Clean Sweep has been making the country safer for all Jamaicans. In 2016, we arrested 750 people for murder. We removed 700 illegal guns off the streets. We had a 58% clear up rate for major crimes. We repaired 110 motor vehicles. We trained over 400 persons in conflict resolution. 200 pre-owned cars are being acquired so that every station can get at least one vehicle. A new battalion of over 800 strong will be placed in Montego Bay by the Jamaica Defense Force. And we will train upward of 800 JCF recruits.
We are determined to take the fight to the criminals. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
The meaning of today's Jamaican saying is, people who were once powerful are subject to ridicule when they lose their power.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anne Jui, James Sawyers, with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.